Welcome to the talk show dedicated to the wine industry. It's All About Wine. With your host, winemaker, cellar master, vineyardist, and tasting expert, Ron, Vice President and General Manager of Florida State's Winery in Land O'Lakes, Florida. Call our guest line at any time during the live show at area code 646-727-3235.
Basically, what we're trying to do on this program is educate people and make wine less confusing and more friendly.
Broadcasting on blogtalkradio.com from coast to coast.
Basser, Kansas.
Deming, New Mexico.
Ithaca, New York.
Knoxville.
Lancaster County, Pennsylvania.
Lexington, Kentucky.
Montana.
Moscow, Idaho.
New Hampshire.
New Mexico.
Santa Rosa.
Sevierville, Tennessee.
South Dakota.
The coast of Maine.
The Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Westport, Mass.
You know, we really have had some neat people on the program. I love that. Alba Vineyards.
Blog.10Live.
Boys Lip Winery.
Brotherhood.
Camas Prairie Winery.
Candia Vineyards.
Hello, the Borgeses.
Eagle Springs Winery.
Flathead Lake Winery.
Free the Grapes.
Grapesandwine.cal.cornell.edu.
Heritage Vineyards and Winery.
Hershey Harrisburg Wine Country.
Holyfield Vineyard and Winery.
Hummingbird Ridge Winery.
Joy Soy of Wine.
Prairie Berry.
Rainborn Wines.
Rocky Top Wine Trail.
Sheila Lauer Vineyards and Winery.
Southwest Wine.
Haber Hill.
Ten Spoon.
University of Kentucky Extension.
Vineyard at Hershey.
Vivac Winery.
Walt Vineyard.
Westport Rivers.
Wine Flower.
And around the world.
TheDriftingWinemaker.com. I just arrived in Bali about 3 days ago.
All About Wine is on.
If you have any questions or anything to talk about, we will be more than happy to talk to you about or search it for you or try to find information for you out there, because there is a lot of information out there about wine.
We do occasionally get off topic.
Belvoir Winery.
The most well-known haunted winery in the Midwest.
I've heard voices at the winery.
Call area code 646-727-3235 and let's talk about wine on air. And now, wine enthusiasts and industry representatives, All About Wine is on. Here is your host, Ron.
We're happy because they're in Florida and not in a cold weather up north.
Yeah. I was way back in the background. Somebody yelling at the last second there. That was awesome.
Yeah, well, I mentioned cold weather up north, and they were going, yeah, all right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, 70 degrees, at least over here. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's, I think it's 70, 71 here. So.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Time to get the coats out. And
pretty near. I mean, we hit that 70 mark. You know, it's, you got to really protect yourself. I mean, when it gets down, you got to be sure that you're not exposed to the elements and stuff.
It's perfectly acceptable to wear a coat, 70-degree weather here in Florida, because it's, you know, a normal thing. Unless you come from up north and you're visiting, then you look at us like...
tank tops, T-shirts, shorts.
Right. And
I'm going, my gosh, you must be from up north. It's 65 degrees outside. And they go, oh, yes, it's wonderful. I said, no, this isn't.
It's 65. That's love weather. All right. Very good. Let's see.
Welcome to All About Wine.
Oh, yeah. There we go. I forgot where the timer's going.
See, well, you're back on the air as a DJ. That's cool.
Yeah, I did a test the other night, because I had some new mixing software and I wanted to test it out, and it went pretty good. It sounded great, and now I just need to pick a spot on the schedule and get back into it again. But it was pretty cool. And
I saw your little note. Tuned in. Didn't talk to you any, but I just tuned in, listened for a while. Sound good.
Oh, gosh. I was playing a little mix of stuff that I don't normally play, but. I just was throwing stuff on there to see how it would mix in, and it did pretty good. So now I have to get back into it. So it was late. I know that one was late. I mean, I'm surprised it was up.
You were on what, 9 to midnight or something? Yeah.
I was, yeah, I think, well, I think it was closer to 11 to almost 2 a.m., I think. I don't know.
It was yeah, I just listened to you for a little bit at the beginning. I saw it and then listened to you for a little bit at the beginning.
Oh, cool.
I said, oh, sounds good.
All right, cool.
So,
thank you.
Glad to hear you back on. That's good. So once you get yourself your times and everything set up, let us know, and we will let people out there know so they can tune in on you. So.
Yeah. Awesome. That'd be great. And we've been out. We were off last week. We didn't have a show last week. Yeah, Thanksgiving. Yeah, good deal.
Hope everyone had a good Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. And they're here listening and going, what did I tune into? It's all about wine.
It's all about wine. We've got some odds and ends for you today. I'm going to, I was reading some of Joy's Joy of Wine. And I always tell people out there to subscribe to it, and I know people aren't. So I'm going to catch them up on some stuff. She had some interesting articles over the last couple of months. And so I just, there's some things I want to bring up and talk about a little bit on her. We got some real estate. We have a few odds and ends, different things, new wines out and packaging and stuff like that. And then a few other things. So we're going to talk. I was looking at old people we've talked to that we said we're going to invite back. So I'm going to concentrate on trying to get some people after the, particularly after the first of the year, getting back on the program, start getting guests on there. So you all won't have to sit out there and just listen to Mike and I talk all the time. And you can hear some other people make comments and things. So where's my pen? I lost my pen. I can't make notes without my pen. But I did put up last week on the our Facebook page the list of wines over the last year that were sold. So if you haven't had a chance to see that, then check it out on our Facebook page, All About Wine. Or I'm sorry, Facebook/All About Wine. BTR? Is that on Facebook? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't remember if it. I'll have to check.
I don't know. I don't remember either. So check that out and list of wine sales.
Yeah, all about wine. BTR, one word, no dashes or spaces.
All right,
so
there you
Facebook,
go.
Facebook.com/allaboutwine, BTR.
So there you go. Check it out. It's got stuff there. I'll try to update our Facebook page more often too. I haven't been doing that, bad me, but I'll try to do that more often and keep you informed of what's happening there. So real estate. Where is my pen? That drives me crazy. Now my pen should be right here, and I was using it, making notes earlier, and now it's gone. How is that possible? Well, I know how it's possible. Pens do that. They no rhyme, no reason. That's just what they do. All right, here I got one. Real estate. Let's go into the latest real estate. As always, if any of these catch your fancy, get in touch with me. I will give you the contact information so that you can pursue it as you wish. Okay, first one, Southern Minnesota vineyard for sale. Yeah, Southern Minnesota. No price, no anything. Established vineyard with beautiful acreage. So if you are in Minnesota and you're looking to get yourself a vineyard, then there's one available, already established and growing. Which, it's a pretty good deal, by the way. The standard in the business for 1 acre of vineyard, and that includes water lines, the trellises, everything, $5,000 an acre. So, you know, if it's established, then it's always good because it takes 5 years to get your full crop. So, good deal there. Next one, vineyard land lease price reduction. This is 30 plus or minus acres of cleared flat land for long-term lease in prime Russian River Green Valley Appalachians of Sonoma County. So north of Napa area there and east of Napa, or west, I'm sorry, north and west of Napa area there. So it's, and it says reduced. It doesn't give a price here, and I don't know what the price may have been before, so I don't know if you're interested. There's some nice land there. 30 plus acres. That's a pretty big plot of land. Next one. This is in the foothills area of California. A winery, bed and breakfast, tasting room, and vineyard. It is 20 plus acres, 14 acre vineyard. Has a two-story custom home in the middle of all the wineries and tasting rooms of that area. $1.85 million. And I tell you, for California, that is a good price. So, interested, let me know. Again, the foothills areas of California, which is gorgeous. If most people go out to California and they do the coast or areas like that. The foothill areas of due east of San Francisco and that area there is gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous area. Ranchad Amora Vineyard and Winery. I'm not sure what this is. I think it's in the also in the foothill areas. This is 10 acres with a tasting room, winery building, barn, event area. Merlot and Sauvignon Blanc are planted. Three-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath house is included with it, including also a greenhouse and a cottage. This is listed at $647,000. Wow. That is a good price. So, you know, I don't... Well, tasting room, winery, and everything. So, $647,000. Interested? Give me a call. Napa Winery for sale. This is listed at $13,750,000. And that was the first thing they listed on this ad here. $13,750,000. 30,000 gallon permit. 24 acres. 12 acres plus planted with Cabernet Sauvignon. And it doesn't list any other grapes. State-of-the-art equipment with bottling line. Private tours and tasting. Commercial kitchen, 4,000 square foot outdoor patio, barns, and residence. So everything you need right there. Pretty much turnkey. Only Sauvignon Blanc, though, or Cabernet Sauvignon, rather. That's the only thing planted. Well, $13,750,000. San Joaquin Vineyard. This is a little bit bigger one. 43 acre. Vineyard on drip irrigation. This is listed for $1,290,000. Sonoma County Winery for sale or lease. 50,000 case use permit. And you've probably figured this out, but you have to get your permits out in California for what you're going to make. So this is rated pretty high at 50,000. Use permit, 264,000 stainless steel tanks, 60-ton glycol system, truck dock, sell or lease all or part in Sonoma County. We get away from there and go to Texas. The Good Life in Canton, Texas, it says. The framework is set for this turnkey agribusiness incorporating a winery, a vineyard, and a homestead, complete with posh mid-century farmhouse, updated in restoration hardware-style finishes and original hardwoods. Strategic location with ample highway frontage to support wholesale and retail wine and food sales. And this listing also has a video tour. So if you're interested, you can hook you up to a video tour. Again, Texas. In Canton, if you want to look up the area. contact me. I'll give you the contact number and address for the video tour. Foothill Winery. Again, we're looking back in the foothills. 40 acres, 15-acre vineyard, cash flow positive. Tasting room, equipment, and inventory included in the price. Also, a three-bedroom house with a peaceful setting. $1,900,000. Not a bad price there either. California Winery. Large winery. Permit allows for expansion. 38 acres, 34 plus or minus acres planted in vineyard. Large tasting room and art gallery. It is permitted for events. It didn't say where. I think this is the foothills also, too. High traffic location, but with beautiful, serene, lush grounds. Drastic price reduction to $3.6 million. Sounds good there, too. Winery Vineyard Estate with B&B. This is a successful boutique winery and bed and breakfast combination at the gateway to Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Parks. Good location. 20 acres plus or minus 10 acres of unique varietals. All permits in place allowing for food service and special events. Ample water. That's a big selling point also for California. Active wine club and tasting room. Award-winning wines. Turnkey operation with all fixtures and inventory. Consulting winemaker interested in continuing. Great opportunity for a career change or a couple wanting to strike out on their own. So, wow. Nice place, nice location. No price. So, again, if you're interested, I'll be happy to contact you. And our last one here is quite a description. Napa Valley, AVA. A private retreat and spectacular setting. Major price reduction. But scanning through this quickly, I don't see a price, so we have to take their word for it. 109 plus or minus acres. 35 plus or minus acres planted to vineyard. 30 plus or minus acres additional plantable. Potential winery site. All right, so this isn't a winery. It is in Napa AVA, but it's not a winery. And I've been reading all the permittings that they've been doing in Napa, so I don't know. That becomes scary. 5,000 square foot main residence, 1,500 square foot guest home, barn one has an apartment, barn two has equipment, horses, and horses, vineyard office. 5.3 plus or minus surface acre lake, private area, spectacular views. The vineyard is located in the Napa Valley Appalachian. Wines made from this vineyard have received numerous awards and accolades. The unique microclimate provides very desirable fruit characteristics. The premium vineyard consists of approximately 35 acres of Cabernet Sauvignon and Merlot. And in Napa, you can get yourself a pretty penny for a ton of that grape. Additional potential vineyard land is available. Easy access from Highway 80. Again, no price, but it says major price reduction. So there you go. Those are our real estates for this month. If you are interested, you can call. Well, actually, you can call us now, 646-727-3235. I think that's, I don't know, New York or something like that. Or email us. Or Facebook us or anything, however you want to get in touch with us, and we will give you contact information so you can pursue your dream career as a winemaker. Champagne Company debuts a new package for multi-vintage range champagne. The Champagne Bruno Pellard unveils new packaging for its core multi-vintage portfolio. In addition to new labels designed to highlight the origins of the Maison and create a greater brand identity, Champagne Bruno Pilard has taken the decision to bottle its Grand Cru Blanc de Blancs multi-vintage in clear glass for the first time, representing a radical departure from the format or from the formal traditional green bottles. Starting this fall, newly degorged bottles presented with the new packaging will debut in the United States, where Champagne Bruno Pilard, maybe, is distributed. So, very pretty bottle, though. It really is. Nice, clear bottle, nice, pretty color of the champagne, gold foil on top and all that. No price, no indication, anything. Another bubbly wine just released. Oliver Winery and Vineyards released two wines for the fall, Bubble Craft Red and Bubble Craft White. Bubble Craft Red is a sparkling Concord wine featuring juice from the Great Lakes region. So all of you people up in that part of the country who like your Concord grapes, that should be interesting, though. A Concord grape tends to be very, very sweet and aromatic, so that could be fun. The ruby-colored wine offers a bright finish, the company says. Bubble Craft White offers scents of floral on the nose and hints of Niagara grape on the tongue. So they're using Niagara on the white and Concord on the red. Oliver, soft white wine. Both wines are 11% alcohol by volume and available in the 750 milliliter bottles for a suggested retail price of $10.99. Reasonable, very reasonable. The wines are available in Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, Michigan, Tennessee, Florida, Missouri, Kansas, and Colorado. That might be worth picking up a bottle of that. That's a reasonable price. I'll have to check that out and see what they did with the Concord and Niagara grapes and the bubbly there. But the Bubble Craft is Oliver Winery and Vineyards, Bubble Craft. Oliver. Another one. Crafted to celebrate 290 years of winemaking, Barton and Gustier released Heritage 290. The wine is a blend of Syrah and Grenache, sourced from the region north of the Languedoc and south of the Rhone. Heritage offers the aromas of rich black fruit, spices, and a palate with harmonious structure. Packaged in a bottle reminiscent of the original Barton and Gustier, the wine is available in select markets in the United States for a suggested retail price of $19.99. So, there you go. A couple of them there that are brand new you can look for on the shelf. Those bubblies might be interesting. They might be fun. I had something else here. What did I do with my note? And I seem somewhat disorganized tonight, don't I? Probably because I am. Yeah. Let's see what it says. Visit Napa. Yeah. Thank you. See, that's what's so nice, having Mike there. He can do that stuff for me. If I'm doing it myself, I don't. here we go. This is what I found. Bronco Wine field test the 750 milliliter PET bottle. Bronco is big. Bronco is one of the biggest wine companies in the United States by far and in the world. They're right on up there, too. It's an enormously large company. They have a lot of wines under. They actually, Bronco, most people don't realize too, and some of these big ones, Bronco sells a lot of their juice to different people. Whenever you hear we talk to different wineries around the country who say, I source my juice from California and I get this from California. Bronco is very big on shipping juice throughout the country. to people who want to have California grapes, or to states that can't, like Florida, we can't grow premium grapes here because of Pierce disease, and so Bronco ships to all sorts of different states and stuff like that. So they're very, very big, a big company. I talked a while back, a couple years back, about this Starburst thing, how big companies are, and Bronco's right up there with Gallo in size. And speaking of Gallo, Mike, I got a project for you while we're talking here, while I'm talking. Check the Gallo website and see if they are doing the corks for the Meals on Wheels for seniors this year.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I've been saving corks, any Gallo corks. I've been telling people to come into the winery, and I've got a good little supply of them. I'm going to ship to them, and I'm thinking, wow, this is December. I probably need to get them out to them. So, but I forgot all about it until just now. So if you don't mind checking in and see if that's still going on. If it is, then we'll let you announce and tell the people about it so they can get their corks into them. But Bronco Wine Field Test is 750-milliliter PET bottle. And that's plastic for all you people out there who aren't familiar with pets. Bronco Wine Company of Cirrus, California, is testing its Green Fin and Hacienda wine brands in the 750 PET bottle. The 750 PET bottle comes from Amcor Rigid Plastics. Want to check it out? www.amcor.com. Bronco Wine's fourth largest winery in the United States. I knew it was right up there. Considering switching from glass to plastic packaging because of the sustainability, lightweight, shatter resistance, and the use in new venues, while also helping their line. Bronco, if you fly very often and you get yourself wine while you're on a flight, Bronco is a big, big provider of wines for flights, for domestic flying. And so the PET bottles could be a tremendous help on that because of the reduction of weight. The conversion to PET packaging will be a game changer, says Fred Franzia. You've heard that name, Franzia Wines, who is the CEO of Bronco Wine. It's associated with eco-friendly packaging, and it takes them, they say, to the next level of sustainability. And also further expands their Green Fin brand, which GreenFin, Green Fin. Bronco Wine Green Fin is organic, and so it would make sense to go with a 750 PET bottle. Right now, it's being sold exclusively through Trader Joe's, $2 Chuck. It's where you've heard Trader Joe's before. So the retail stores throughout the United States at Trader Joe's. The bottle is also being used to package the Hacienda brand for airlines. These are first-class passenger service to actually get the bottles. The airline has adopted PETs for its sustainability and fuel consumption and cost savings and multiple servings, all sorts of goody stuff that is available in that way. So the airlines are noted, are quite thrilled with it. Amcor says the key sustainability benefits of the project, the PET bottles are 100% recyclable. And the PET label, instead of paper, which eliminates contamination in the recycling stream. So the label is also made of plastic. The bottles are approximately 1/6 the weight of a standard glass bottle. A short skirt roll-on pilfer-proof aluminum closure was designed by Bronco Wine so that it continues to be part of the sustainability and the recycling. The closure is recyclable, removes completely from the bottle, and it's just 21 millimeters long compared to the standard 60 millimeter length of most foil caps or toppings. And the closure, where am I? Amcor Flexibles played a key role in the development of the aluminum closure also. Bronco has said that they're using a 12-count tray and shrink film cover instead of a corrugated case and partitions. Normal wine box is not being used. It's actually basically being shrink-wrapped. The shrink film packaging is 2.5 times lighter than a standard cardboard case and also lowers carbon emissions by 247,000 pounds, according to Bronco. I don't know where they get their numbers. They don't say, but there you go. Among the bottle's sustainability benefits, it reduces greenhouse gas by emissions by 47%, cuts water use by 90%, lowers energy use by 43%, and reduces solid waste by 62%. You know, why aren't we all using PET bottles then if this is that high there? And that is outrageously large numbers there. The reduced carbon footprint is equivalent to eliminating the carbon dioxide emissions of 7.8 cars annually, saving enough drinking water for 1,604 people, preserving 400 trees, and saving enough electricity for 21 households. Wow. So, yay Bronco. We'll see more. We'll see more PET. I know others that have been working on it, others that have been doing different things and all that. So we will be seeing more PET containers out. There's no question about that. So, but Mike, did you find anything on Gallo?
Yes. I was looking for some new breaking news theme, but anyway, yes. For the sixth year in a row, this is from the GalloFamily.com website. Gallo Family Vineyards invites Americans to help end senior hunger and isolation with our annual Every Quart Counts program. This year, we're making the program even stronger to help the essential work of Meals on Wheels America with its mission to empower local community programs to improve the health and quality of life of the seniors they serve so that no one is left hungry or isolated. The microphone's getting in the way. In 2015, we hope to donate a total of $150,000 to help seniors facing the threat of isolation and hunger. Gallo Family Vineyards has already donated $100,000 to help fund Meals on Wheels America, and they're looking forward to raising $50,000 more with Every Quart Counts, the quart collection program. Now, they've made it easier this year, so this is kind of interesting. From now until December 31st this year, you can submit any Gallo Family cork or screw cap from their great-tasting wines to count as a $1 donation to Meals on Wheels America, and this year it's even easier. All you have to do is pick up a bottle of your favorite Gallo Family Vineyards wines at a local retailer, snap a picture of the Gallo Family cork or cap, and text, there's a couple of methods, text Gallo to 811-811. Phone, you have a phone with messaging and all that, just text Gallo, all caps it looks like, to 811-811, and then you'll get information on the instructions on how to submit the cork or cap photo. If you prefer good old-fashioned snail mail, you can also mail in your corks to Gallo Family Vineyards, 2015 Every Quart Counts, TM, Department 10299, that's P.O. Box 5015, Stacy, Minnesota 55078-5015. If you're not into text messaging or using postage, no problem. You can also make your cork count by emailing them or submitting your image by going to the website and clicking on Submit Cork Photo. So they don't actually have to have the cork in hand, which is kind of interesting. They've gone digital now. So you can either send it in if you feel like it, or you can snap a picture and send it through the different means that they have. I'm guessing you can attach it to a text message with your phone, or they definitely can email it. So go to gallofamily.com. Let me see if that is available off the main website because I didn't get in there. And there is a link, or should be a link, that says every cork counts. So let me check the top thing. I had to go back manually here. Nope.
I'll try to put that up on the Facebook, or you can throw it up on the Facebook page if you want. Just that site and the link.
Yeah. Now let's see if it's on the main page. For some reason, I didn't put the M on there, and now it's giving me fits. Our family, yes. If you go to gallofamily.com, and the very top link on the left is Our Family, and if you put your mouse over that and you look just below that, it says Every Cork Counts. And that'll give you all the details and everything. So, but yeah, we'll put a link up on the Facebook page. And,
good. You know,
very interesting.
For
it made
this,
it real
bus
easy.
People, what do you think of this? Let's just hear it, bus people. That's right.
Yeah.
A great concept. Great idea. Thank you, Gallo, for doing that again this year. It's bus people are happy about this, and so am I. I think it's a phenomenal program that they're doing.
Yeah, definitely. All right, I'll get on Facebook and get a post on there real quick.
All right, very good. Very good. Thank you for looking that up for me and bringing that up. I'd forgotten about that, and I usually preach it throughout the year, but then I'd forgotten about it this time. So check out our Facebook page on that. Mike's putting it up there now. Get your corks. There's lots of ways you can let them know about it. You don't have to save a cork and put it in a box and ship it up to them. You can do it now by texting or by emails or any number of ways. That's fantastic. Good for them. So there you go. Great. Thank you, Mike, again. We were just talking about Bronco and what they're doing here. Something else I found. United Kingdom is doing pet wine keg taps. Okay, the United Kingdom wine cellar offers premium wine on tap in a recyclable 20-liter PET keg that replaces the 27 glass bottles. It replaces 27 glass bottles. One of the PET recyclable things, 20-liter things, is equivalent to 27 glass bottles. Again, eliminates waste, spoilage, and breakage, and costs customers 15% less. London-based independent wine specialist Robertson Wine, R-O-B-E-R-S-O-N-O-T, Robertson Wine, was established in 1991 when Cliff Robertson opened the first urban winery on Kensington High Street. Now, I don't know if that Cliff Robertson is the Cliff Robertson that we know from movie fame and all that. It doesn't say that it is, so I don't know. London Crew offered a diverse range of wines, including everything from the finest, rarest wines to the best everyday bottles. Since then, the company has evolved from a retail to an online business, specializing in artisanal, high-quality wines from France and California. Robertson sells to individuals as well as to restaurants and bars and can deliver its wines anywhere in the world. Wow, good for them. In 2014, looking to continue their history of innovation, they also brought the new California wine movement to the United Kingdom, says the manager, Lisa McCaggy. The company considered adding kegged wines to its offering. And Robertson had seen their use by wineries in the United States and Canada and was excited by the advantages wine on tap provided. Now, they're all over the country. You can go to different areas and get wine on tap. There's a couple, three of them here and around the Tampa area. There's a couple, three up in Orlando and different places I know, and I'm sure there's lots of others around the country I'm not aware of. But you can get wine on tap quite a few different places. He is the senior buyer for the Robertson said, Mark Andrew, So we've managed to build a really great reputation for wine we sell in bottles. And sometimes that we spend 20 years building the reputation, but we decided it was time to do something different. A wine on tap, he says, is the perfect fit. So in autumn of 2014, Robertson became the first in the United Kingdom, according to everyone there, to introduce kegged wines. The U.S. supplier said that it's the way to go. Pintainers is the one who just a one-way pet keg. Pintainers, if you want to look it up, www.petainer. Pintainer. Or Pintainer, I don't know, .com. So Pintainer.com. It's a Pintainer keg. It's a one-way pet keg. Since it's been introduced, 6 London restaurants and 1 food market has begun using the company's wines on tap. Pintainer keg was introduced back in 2011 as alternative to steel kegs for beer. The commercial proposition that 100% recyclable pet kegs is simple. The brewer sends a steel keg out to a customer and they want to see the keg returned. Obviously, it's a cost and it's, you know, they don't always get the crate and kegs back and the freight costs and all that stuff. And then, you know, the sustainable footprint is outrageous for kegs. So brewers also lost a phenomenal amount of steel kegs. 30 to 40% of steel kegs was not being returned. And so when you start figuring out 100 euros per keg, it became very expensive. So they started to look at alternatives. And the alternatives was the one-way pet keg. They recognized the advantages for that, so they decided to go with wine as well. What's happening in the wine industry, and we've talked about closures before, or bottles before on the program here. The Paperboy bottle, which is in suspension right now, we just learned a couple weeks ago. But different types of containers and bottling that they have out there now. And the, you know, obviously next step is getting the bigger ones for it. Is also helping to get away from different locations so you don't have to buy so much at one time and all the costs and everything involved with it. The Pintainer keg is available in 15, 20, 30, and 40 liter sizes, ranging from 200. The construction ranges from 226 grams to 576 grams per container, which is light. I mean, you know, one bottle weighs almost that much. 20 to 30% more liquid can be transported in a 20 liter keg, Pintainer keg, as opposed to standard metal keg, 20% to 30% more, which, you know, you charge more. The Pintainer kegs are blow-molded into an oblong shape, and the keg is constructed of a single layer of 100% PET. And that's, PET is an acronym for, I don't know, poly something or another. That incorporates Pintainer's polyester plus scavenger in its own blending technology. The oxygen integration reduced CO2 losses by actively removing oxygen from the interior of the keg. Brown pigmentation is added to it to prevent UV light from getting into it to protect it. The keg can be filled manually or with equipment, filling equipment, range from semi to fully automatic systems. The design, especially designs of the kegs, taste, according to Robertson, business development director Adam Green, it was initially attracted to the Pintainer keg because of its 100% recyclability. It's easy to use for customers, and the keg was compatible with standard drink industry fittings. You can hook it right up to most other taps. And it's cost. It's the most cost-efficient solution for kegging wine. I mean, they can invest a large amount of money into the actual product itself and still make the return. Another thing that was very important to the Bettainer keg's ability is to preserve the taste and freshness of the wine. Everybody's always said, well, if it's going to taste like the PET bottle, according to Herman Jennett, over a 12-month tasting period, they determined that the Bettainer keg offers the best taste performance versus competitive PET kegs. Wine filled in the Bettainer keg has a 9 to 12-month shelf life in an untapped keg. Once it's tapped, it should be consumed within 2 months, which is still pretty reasonable. I mean, you know, 2 months, if you have a wine on tap, 2 months it will be sold, you would think, in that time. The enemies of the wine are the exposure to light and exposure to oxygen and temperature changes. And so you don't have to face any of that. It's all in the cabinet. Low light conditions. It's always the right temperature. Never changes and never gets moved around. So, you know, 2 months is within reason. But taste is just one of the benefits, they say, that offers its customers. Because all the wine is used, there is no waste or spoilage. Without bottles, there is no glass breakage, and with no corks, there is no cork taint. So there you go, everything you need. Environmentally, one Bettainer keg is equal to 27 glass bottles, 27 corks, 27 capsules, and 27 labels. For a restaurant working with about 120 cases of wine per month, that's going to save around 17,000 bottles per year, which translates into about 8,000 tons of glass waste alone. Boy, it's just almost like a no-brainer when you start looking at that. Wine on tap also allows the restaurants and bars to provide a greater variety. They don't have to worry about having cases and cases available of every particular one, and then worrying about shelf life and all that. And it's on tap, they can get smaller cases. Remember, 15 liters available up to 40. So it's a great way to do it. The initial concerns consumer related to wine on tap was perception that wines and kegs is of lower quality. But they said the restaurants have been pleasantly surprised of how the people's reaction has been. They now offer around 60 wines on tap, everything from house wines like French and Italian varietals to high-end small quantity wines from California, Bordeaux, and Spain. Robertson's wine suppliers fill the Bettainer kegs manually using a system costing roughly 200 euros or approximately $226. That sparges the keg with nitrogen, fills it with wine, and then sparges it again to eliminate oxygen in the headspace. It says it's easy to get its U.S. wine suppliers to use the Bettainer keg, as many already use them in U.S. market and in their tasting rooms. That would be good for the tasting room. That really would be great for that. It took more time to convince people, though, the French market particularly. Now they can start to see the benefits. Southern France has now started shipping kegs to New York and other places around the world. So, wow. When I first saw this and first read this, I was really impressed. But wine on tap using PET bottles or the plastic bottles. Great, great idea. Great way to do it, I think. So, oh boy, I want to talk a little bit. I mentioned at the top of the show, Joy's Joy of Wine. Joy's Joy of Wine is a blog. If you are not signed up for it now, I highly recommend that you do. Let me get you the address here for Joy's Joy of Wine. It is Joy's Joy of Wine, JoysJoyOvine, Joy's Joy of Wine, .blogspot.com. Great information. She's been a guest on the program 3 times, I believe, since we came on the air back in 2009. Actually, we're getting pretty close to celebrating anniversary or birthday coming up here. So when we first came on the air with Blog Talk Radio, but that's for another time. But she's been a guest with us 2 or 3 times over the years, and I think at least 3, maybe 4. But her blog is short, to the point, and usually very interesting. A lot of stuff in it and all that. Back in October, she joined us for the Halloween or Haunted Month. And she also had some stories about haunted wineries on her website, on her blog, which is really interesting because she did the winery at LaGrange as one of her haunted sites. And we actually interviewed a girl a year ago this last October from the winery at LaGrange. I found out it was haunted. I called there, and a funny little story. When I called there, I said, I understand you're haunted. And they go, yes, we are. And I said, great. And I explained who I was and told them I wanted to interview them. And they said, okay, give us a call. I'll be happy to talk with you. Well, the girl called me about 6:15 Eastern time. Show starts at 7. Called me about 6:15. And she said, don't call the winery. Let me give you my cell phone number to call. And I said, okay, is there a problem or anything? She says, no. She said, just everybody went home, and I'm the only one left here, and I am not going to stay in the winery at night by myself talking to you. She says, I'll just sit outside and do it. Because she said, it's haunted. Joy did a couple of a cafe and that other winery. Also, she keeps you up to date. Whenever there's a holiday that involves wine, she tends to be right on top of it. She's very good about that and lets you know what's going on. One of her blogs that was on back November 11th, this was, I found this very interesting. It's talking about artists who paint with wine. This is, red wine makes a great watercolor paint, just like coffee and tea. But you need to reduce it before you start using it, which makes the colors come out darker. The method is to pour half a bottle in a pan and heat it on medium-low for 10 to 15 minutes. Too much may burn it, so you want to be careful with that. Painting is basically with watercolor paint. I mean, that style. So, give the wine time to dry so it doesn't smear anything before you start messing with it. They are doing a very thing. In fact, we're hosting one coming up here a couple of weeks or so where they're having wine and paint parties where you drink wine and you paint, and an artist comes in, and you all get your canvases, and they actually you get to drink wine and do your paintings and all that. Very popular now. We're doing a wine and paint party coming up at the winery here pretty soon. But this is something using wine for it. Says she goes on to say, using Cabernet Merlot or Malbec will give a more deep purplish red color, and Sangiovese or Tempranillo will give you more of a red orange hue to it. One painter, well known wine painter, is Nelva B. Richardson. She does thank you cards, and she picked it up when she was vacationing in Italy. You can check her site out at Painting with Wine. Let me click on that to be sure that's what it is. Paintingwithwine.com. Great site, a lot of interesting stuff there and all that. So you can check that out. Also, another wine painting artist, Philip Dufrenoy. I think that's how it's pronounced, D-U-F-R-E-N-O-Y. Dufrenoy. His website is Philippe, P-H-I-L-I-P-P-E, D-U-F-R-E-N-O-Y, the man who paints with wine. That's his website. He does a lot more portraits than anything else. He does quite a few portraits and things. Really cool. His website shows a lot of the portraits he's done and all that. And it really is pretty neat. So there's things on there that you really should take a peek at. And then the last one is Cristina Locasio, our last Casquio, Cristina, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, L-O, capital C-A-S-C-I-O, Casquio. She started working in the wine business in 2002 and uses her wine to paint grapes and vineyards and wine bottles and stuff. Her site, WineArt, W-I-N-E-A-R-T, WineArt, and actually... that's the name of the site, but www.cristinalocasquio.com is the actual web address to it. But fascinating stuff that they're doing with wine that she's doing here. I guess you really have to be a painter to paint with wine. It's not just something you say, oh, I'm going to paint with wine and have yourself a masterpiece. So check those out. That was very interesting and quite an interesting thing. She also talked about back on November 18th, she talked about the wineries in the Spanish region of Valencia. And Choza Carrascal Estate in the Valencia region. A lot of information about that. Some great wines that are all blends. That's what they do is blends. And reasonably priced. $12 U.S. for a couple of them. Here's one that's $20. So that's, you know, getting scores in the upper 80s. So, again, you can check out her past websites and find out on those. And then one last thing I'm going to leave you with here. Wine gifts. Always a bottle of wine is appreciated. I tell people that's one thing that I've never had anyone come back to the winery and put a bottle on the counter and say, here, I got this as a gift. I would like to return it or exchange it. It's never, ever happened. People are always happy to get wine as a gift. But if you're looking for something else, there's a few things that she brought up I want to share with you. The corksicle. Don't know if you've seen it, but it is something you throw in the freezer and you freeze it, and then you slide it down into the bottle of wine. It's like an icicle hanging off the side of your roof if you live up north. And if you live down here in Florida and never been up north and seen an icicle off the side of your roof, too bad. It's beautiful things, and it's really fun, and they're good to torment your sisters with when you're growing up and stuff like that. But corksicle. You put it down in there. It's got an aerator built right into the top. It helps keep your cold or your red wines a little bit chilled, and it also keeps your white wines at a cooler temperature that you need it. Great idea. I've seen them. I've never bought any for the winery to sell, but I've seen them advertised and I've seen them around, and they look like a great thing to have. If not for a gift, then hey, for yourself. Wine games. This one she talks about is Zinzag. Zinzig. Zin. Z-I-N-Z-I-G. It is... only one left in stock on this one site that she had here. They should be getting some new ones in, it says here. But new from $34.28 and a used from $55. Now, that's a little bit third. This is on the Amazon site. But it's a board game that you drink wine and answer questions and It's a board game with wine. So it looks interesting. It looks fun. Nice party thing to do, but it's all Zinzig, all for wine on that. So check that out. And then always popular is the melted glass. I don't know if you've seen those wine bottles that have been melted. We have four or five of them at the wineries sitting around. We use one for a pencil holder or a pen holder at the counter and stuff like that. But she suggested a couple of things here that I never considered. She said, pop it in the refrigerator to chill it before you put snacks on to keep them stay cool. Good idea. I never thought of that. And obviously it's dishwater safe because it's a bottle, so it should go flat in your dishwasher. Another good idea that I never considered also was a little do-it-yourself gift here, making a wine bottle. And I'll tell you what, our port bottles, the blue port bottle, triangle port bottles, would be great for this. You go down to Target or a Major or Walmart or any of these places and get yourself a pour topper. And you clean off the labels and everything off your wine bottle. Pop the topper into the top and fill it with hand soap or dish soap or something like that. And so you have this nice, pretty bottle set in your bathroom for hand soap. And you just tilt it into your hand or dish soap. And something unique and a little bit different that most people would never consider. Good idea, Joy. I like that one a lot. And then last one she has, and I never knew they had a book like this, but this is a great book. She says, a winery with a dog is usually one of the most laid-back businesses around. Having a four-footed pal padding its way around the winery. We have a cat, and you know, we have a winery cat. No dog, but there are dogs on the ranch. But there's a new book out called Wine Dogs USA. It's filled with stories of dogs in wineries. Has over 400 features over 300 wineries across the United States and over 450 photos of dogs from mutts to purebreds and with short essays in there included in by Robert Parker and Dan Berger and Bruce Cass and all sorts of other big names in the wine business. So a nice little thing I never considered before, but it sounds like it would be a great thing. And there's also another series. In fact, I just looked here. Not only do they have Wine Dogs, they have Wine Dogs 1, 2, and 3. So it's been came out with three volumes of them. They got Wine Dogs California, Wine Dogs New Zealand, and here you go, Wine Cats. Cool. Wine Dogs Deluxe Edition, which is hardcover, and Wine Dogs Napa, Wine Dogs Australia, and let's see, 99 bottles of wine. I don't think that's in Wine Dogs Italy. Wine Dogs USA 2015 calendar. I'm sure they have a 16 out now. Wine Dogs 2014 calendar. I'm sure that would not be real beneficial. But all sorts of neat things on there, though. So check that out again. All you need to do is just go to... Actually, Amazon sells all this. Amazon.com and just punch in... Wine Dog books. I'm sure it'll pop up there. They're pretty good about finding stuff for you. But a good idea. People who like it, and they also have Wine Cats and different things. So there you go. Good good Christmas gifts, good holiday gifts, good gifts for just about anything you want. Thank you, Joy, for the let me plagiarize you again. I haven't done that in a while. So, and we'll have to get Joy on the program again. She was looking at this summer doing her tour stuff. She never has, so we might get a hold of her toward the middle of the summer and see if she started it then. So, but that's it for tonight. We have any holidays coming up this week that you can enjoy wine at? Let's see. Today's nice. Store. Oh, yeah.
Yep, enjoying the wine. That would be Monday the 7th through December 31st. So anytime during that holiday weekend. Okay. Yeah, well, yeah. Is it?
Hanukkah. That whole period there. And Monday's a double. You got Pearl Harbor Day. So that's another reason to enjoy wine.
Okay.
Well, yeah, every reason. Yes. So, yeah, there you go. The 15th of the Iraq War ended. 21st, first day of winter. So, yeah, there you go.
Wine on so the 21st.
Yeah.
21st, okay. Celebrate
first
the moment.
Day of winter.
Yeah. I thought we were already in winter. Well, I guess not.
What's that?
I thought we were already in winter. No?
It's feeling that way. I tell you, it is 65 degrees at night, and you just...
Well, that's bone-chilling cold. That's too much. For some reason, I thought... I guess not. I guess we're just in fall
every
right
3 months. So, we haven't had our 3 months over yet.
All right.
And Mike and I were talking before the show, but, I had my foot operated on. For those of you out there listening, as if you really care, it's getting better. It's still swollen. It still bothers me a little bit. It still looks like a glove, one of those surgical gloves that was blowing up with little fingers out of it. It still looks like that. And I still can't get on a shoe. Yeah, I know.
Oh, see, you got their attention. Yeah.
And I did. So, but I'm looking forward to wearing shoes again. Never thought I would, but I am. I don't like flip-flops. Flip-flops bother my toes. But people don't see your feet. You know that? I realize that. I have had that post-operative surgical recovery shoe on, and I've had a flip-flop on and all that, and people don't see your feet. They never comment about it. They never notice your feet. That's just... It's amazing. People don't look at people's feet.
Okay.
It really surprised me. I'm sitting there and thinking, well, nobody ever asked me what happened or how you doing or anything like that. I mean, people just don't look down at people's feet, So yeah, that's something I discovered during my recovery on this and observations.
Right.
Oh well, there you go. Nothing happened this weekend. But
yeah, I saw that on the. I was looking for the newsletter and I didn't see anything posted on it until December the. I forgot what date that was. You have one class later on in the month, but
13th.
There you go, 13th. I thought for some reason I thought it was the 18th, but that's a Friday. Yeah. That doesn't make sense. Yeah, December 13th will be the next wine class, and we'll tell you more about it next Thursday, obviously.
December 12th. We are celebrating our 14th birthday party.
Oh, that's right. That's coming around. Oh, my God.
Yeah. 14 years. Wow. And we're going to have birthday cake. We're going to have cheese. We're going to have ollies. We're going to have crackers. We're going to have all sorts of stuff. We're going to have vendors. We're going to have entertainment. We're all set. We're ready to celebrate 14 years. And we're inviting everybody out to celebrate with us.
Yeah.
So
that's so cool. Okay. Yeah. All right, Saturday the 12th. We'll have to do something with that. Trying to think of what can come up with between now and then. Yeah, that'll be great.
And 14th for 14th birthday party. So
all right.
Yay.
We'll tell you more about it next Thursday then. So tune in on December the 10th, 7 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio, and we'll fill you in on all the details and everything on the events happening the 12th and the 13th with the wine class and a lot more. And we'll see you then. So let me get back up here. Thank you very much for tuning in tonight and always. And I did put some the information. Well, I had some on Twitter as well, but on the Twitter feed, but I also posted the link on our Facebook page.
Good.
Just for All About Wine BTR, all one word, no spaces or dashes or anything. And you'll get the link to the Gallo family Every Cork Counts program. So check it out. The
great
good
program.
Cause and excellent. And it's easy now to submit your corks and stuff. So that's so cool. I saw that. I go,
much
wow.
Easier.
Yeah. All right. Y'all have a good week, and we'll see y'all next time. Drink wine. It's good for you, and we'll see you on the 10th right here on the talk show.
We'll see you next week. Thanks for tuning in.
All right. Thank
you. This concludes tonight's broadcast of All About Wine with your host, Ron, Vice President and General Manager of Florida States Winery. Florida States Winery is located at 25241 State Road 52 in Land O'Lakes, Florida, 4 miles west of Interstate 75 or east of US 19 and US 41. For more information on Florida States Winery, visit the website at floridaestateswines.com or call area code 813-996-2113. The email address is corp@floon.com. That's corp@floon.com. For more information on All About Wine and future shows, please like us on Facebook at facebook.com/allaboutwinebtr or visit our website at allaboutwinebtr.com. Archived shows are available as a free download on iTunes and on our show page at blogtalkradio.com/allaboutwine. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on All About Wine.